At this point, we're going to now transition and head over and spend time speaking with our East Division champion, Miami Redhawks, again coming off a 2019 season and clinching the East Division title with a 6-2 league mark, 7-5 overall, and we're pleased to have joining us wide receiver Jack Sorensen. Good morning, Jack. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing fine. Thank you for your time, and we'll let you go ahead and open with a comment about just overall this season and what your Redhawks have been able to accomplish in getting to a trip to Detroit.
Yeah, I mean, I think the main word that encompasses this season is resilience. I mean, you look at our out-of-conference schedule and you look at the number of road games that we've had. Really, the whole season has just kind of been stacked up against us. So it's been an awesome opportunity for growth and learning and just playing big teams like Iowa and Ohio State and Cincy all on the road and having opportunities to learn from guys like that and just see a program that's that established and kind of like learn from that and also just learn from yourself from the different failures and opportunities to grow. So it's been a really, really awesome road and opportunity along the way to get to Detroit.
Again, a reminder for our writers on the call, please hit *1 on your keypad for questions for Jack Sorensen and all of our participants throughout today's call. Let's go to our first question for Jack Sorensen.
Your first question is from James Jimenez with the Hustle Belt.
Hey there, Jack. Congratulations on getting to this point here.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Now, you're one of the more veteran players on this Miami offense here. Last season, you had graduated Gus Raglin, who was one of the better quarterbacks of the conference, you know, in the time that he was there. This season, you guys are trotting out a true freshman in Brett Gabbert at quarterback, and obviously it's been very successful. You folks have gotten to this point. Can you talk about kind of that transition going from Raglin to Gabbert, you know, kind of how he's affected how the offense works this season?
Yeah, I mean, not much has changed in our offense. You know, the coaches do a really, really great job of scouting the other team every single week and putting in the time and work to just kind of out-scheme and kind of look where the gaps and the holes and the opportunities are in other defenses. But as far as Brett coming in, it's just been a real process of learning his strengths and his weaknesses. And he's only a freshman, so he still has a lot of room to grow as a leader, as a player, as a quarterback, and it's accepting where he's at and getting behind him and giving him as much confidence going into every single game, regardless of who we're playing or the situation that we're in. So it's just backing him and being there for him and being his biggest supporters along the way and trusting that what he's going to do is going to be the best for us.
Thank you.
Jack, in league play, was there a certain stretch of a game or two that seemed to turn the corner for the Redhawks in gaining confidence and knowing that you have the opportunity to win this division?
I think there probably is, but we really didn't focus on kind of like, okay, now that we won this game, now it's going to start rolling. You know, it's really just been one week at a time. It's been the same exact attitude, same mentality going into every single week that whoever we're playing that week is the most important game of the season. We're not looking at Detroit and saying, okay, if we win, I think I said it a couple weeks ago, but we just don't do the math. We know that we could have gotten in and lost the last two games or something like that. But if you start looking at that, then you start getting complacent. And so we just really don't look at there might have been a couple games in a row that started to boost us and give us momentum and stuff, but it's really just been a week-by-week process of looking at every single game as the most important game of our schedule at that point in time. So,
let's go to our next question for Jack Sorensen.
Your next question is from Austin Chastain with the Central Michigan Live.
Hey there, Jack. How you doing, man?
I'm good. And yourself?
I'm doing well, thanks. So kind of looking at Central Michigan, I mean, had, you know, one of its historically bad seasons a year ago. Now with the turnaround, what have you kind of made of CMU so far, and what are you expecting from this matchup and their turnaround and stuff like that?
Yeah, so I mean, obviously it's early in the week, but we've done a little bit of stuff and film work and looked at them a little bit. And from what I can tell, I mean, they're a lot like us. You know, they've had rough seasons, they've had injuries, they've had different people come in and take roles and and they've had to just trust in the process and trust in the coaches and whatever's going on and just keep pushing through. And they have a ton of talent in the back end, some really, really talented DBs that are young and super aggressive and will come downhill and will hit you and will make plays on the ball. And so I'm just excited for the opportunity. I think they're a lot like us. They don't give up. Regardless of what the score is, regardless of where they are in the game, they could be up 40-0, down 40-0, and they're going to play the exact same. So it's going to be a pretty exciting game, and I'm really looking forward to it.
Awesome. Thanks, man.
Yep.
And, Jack, just your receiving group. Just talk about yourself being kind of the leader with James May and Jalen Walker and what you and your receivers bring to this Red Hawk offense.
Yeah. I think – getting injured was a blessing in disguise for me and for the group. It gave guys like James May, Cam Blakely, Jalen Walker, a bunch of different guys on the team just opportunities and to kind of show the Red Hawks and our football team and everybody on this team and the coaches what they can do, what we already knew that they could do, but actually do it in the game. So it's been awesome. Just to kind of see their development. James is a deep ball guy. Jalen is just kind of an all-around third down possession receiver and a big play guy too. And Dom has just continuously made plays, and Luke has made plays, and Cam Blakely's made plays. We need to make plays. And there's even guys that haven't gotten opportunities yet, Nick Manson and Brandon Labrie. And there's just guys. Our room is so stacked and deep that it's really awesome to see guys that – we're in the second and third string reps to finally get opportunities and make plays that we know that they can make.
Well, Jack, congratulations on your season. Obviously, 338 yards receiving and three touchdowns and a chance to win a MAC championship in Detroit this coming Saturday. So, again, congratulations on your season. Thank you for your time. We will wish you the best of luck on Saturday.